Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's me, The Voice, and we are at IBWIP Studios in Pekin, Illinois.
These guys clearly have a lot of money. Like, just look around, like, geez, could you coat anything else in gold? I don't think you could.
It's like being in Liberace's bathroom.
Blake Clayton must be just loaded.
He is the podcasting god.
Yeah, I know he's a podcasting god.
Now you know why he has that name.
Rich.
Yep.
Jeez.
Well, anyway, we got out of our basements. We got out of love holes and
it's hard to escape my love hole.
Yes. And Blake Biermanski is to my left, across from me.
To the left.
He's no stranger to being on the show. It's been a while.
It's been a while since Harcourt.
Okay.
Sorry. Right.
Amazing.
Anyway.
Did I sound like Aaron Lewis?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Drunkle Andy, welcome back.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
You look really good. Can I just say that? Is that loud on the show?
Yeah, it is.
Like, I mean,
like
really
real
good.
Nice.
Yeah, this table might raise up a few inches. You know what I'm saying? Like two.
And we're not holding a seance. Yeah.
No?
Yeah. No.
Whoa. No.
Things are levitating.
Yeah.
Because of his boner.
my penis.
That is a boner suit.
Is penis the word of the day?
No, shut the fuck up. Okay. All right. So, we have a new guest. He's familiar. New.
Double new.
He's doubly
it's
new.
It's new as it gets.
Fresh fish. This is getting rapey now.
I'm a little rowdy.
Anyway, he's familiar with Blake because Smashley cuts your hair, correct?
And more.
Yeah, and more.
Which hair are we talking about?
All of it.
Oh, okay.
The happy ending.
All right, well, welcome to the show, PJ.
Thank you very much.
You don't have to lean into the mic. It'll pick you up.
It's hard not to. Yeah. I used to do that.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't know what to do. My hands.
Yeah. All right. That was a visual gag on a podcast. That worked out really
Those
well.
Those always play well.
Well, anyway,
audience.
Our show is brought to you by Distill Brewery in Bloomington Normal. We love those guys. There's an event going on right now at the 8-Bit Beercade that I'm missing out on that I think... Alex and Jeremy are hanging out and playing video games. Hi, everybody.
Are we live right now, Blake?
We're live.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy shit. All right. Anyway, we're missing out on the event at 8-Bit because we are here drinking beer. But we wanted to give them a shout out. They sponsor this shit, and we are very proud.
This is not shit. I resent that.
At times it
I
is.
I resemble that remark.
It's liquid shit.
Yeah. You walked in and said, chances are I'm shitting my pants in the middle of the show.
Yes, that's fact.
I quoted you.
Yeah,
like, that was a literal quote.
I just ate, some burgers and some brats and, like, three different kinds of cookies.
Yeah.
And about a half of this huge canister of like, six-layer dip that's amazing from Costco. Go buy it if you see it.
Okay.
I don't know what else I could have fit inside.
Well, before you defecate all over IBWIP Studios, we should mention the drinking game is still going on, as it has every episode. So anytime somebody swears, anytime somebody does an impression or makes a pop culture reference, take a drink. Also, anytime somebody has an audible expulsion of gas, which tonight will include... squirty shits.
Diarrhea.
When you're sliding in the third and you feel a juice to turd, diarrhea. When you're sliding in the home and your pants are full of foam, diarrhea.
Anyone watching live right now is...
Yep, we're a classy show.
Has just stopped watching.
So anyway, all that applies, and also anytime the word of the day is said, you take a drink.
Penis,
and the word
penis.
Of the day this week...
Penis?
...is beaver.
Beaver.
Okay, I can go with that.
It's the opposite of penis. So anyway, it's time for us to play our new favorite game. It is time for Spin the Bottle.
Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't run wild, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer.
Okay, let's see who's gonna drink.
Not me, 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 not me. Yes!
Oh, fuck. Oh,
thank God. Wait, it's you, though.
It is.
So that means still no one has done it but me and you.
Fuck.
This is ridiculous. All right. We created this game thinking we would like a guest to drink.
You know what?
And not one guest.
I'm gonna take it easy on myself because I know what we're drinking. I'm going with Deschutes Hop Slice IPA. It's a session IPA. Because I don't need to drink another, really...
Blake, get a live shot of me putting my life on the line.
He's playing to the crowd. All right.
Speaking tap water, I just drank.
All right, so I guess I'm chugging. Fantastic. Lottie frickin' da.
Good luck, man.
Settle in, guys. If you got something to do... You know,
I've gotten a little bit better.
Or anything, you got time
I've gotten
to do
a little
right
bit
now.
Better. So you shush your mouth.
Shush
your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Cheers. God have mercy on my soul.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're still chugging? Wait, did you just finish it?
Oh.
Wow.
Cheered up.
He is much better, ladies and gentlemen. That was like, honestly, the first chug I ever saw him do, it was like, I honestly fed my son a bottle faster than the first chug. And so he's come a long way.
And I drank a
Fatboy Slim.
I drank a Lagunitas Undercover right before he came over. So that's a 9%er. So yeah.
That was not wise.
No, but it's all right.
Have you seen what we're drinking tonight?
I did now, yeah.
She's the one that always tells everybody not to drink.
I know, but I'm the host.
That's true.
The host says it's okay. So anyway, we're going to start with our first beer.
About time.
And this is... Blake, tell us a little bit about this beer. You acquired it today.
Oh, yeah. We got a... What was Aaron's name on the show?
The Rugger.
The Rugger. Okay, I knew it had something to do with rugby. So
Rugburn.
Aaron has Rugburn. Aaron the Rugburn. Aaron the Rugger was kind enough. He went back home to Decorah, and he brought me back some Toppling Goliath IPAs. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to get some Sosus or Sosus. I don't know how you say it.
Sosus.
S-O-S-U-S, which is double IPA. And they brought some Pompeii, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
And then some Soul. I've had both those, but then we had them on the show.
No King Sue?
No, but he brought Soul Hunter Pale Ale, which I think is a newer one. And so we're going to be drinking that. It's just, you know, pale ale, but Toppling Goliath, not only do they make awesome stouts, they make awesome IPAs and pale ales, and probably anything they would make would be good. The description on this bottle says, "Gone are the days of experimentation and test flights. As we voyage into the unknown, we rely on our skill and determination, guiding us safely to the promised land. Our goal is clear, pursue the sun and harvest the power extracted from an equinox. The task is large, but hopes are high as we travel once more among the stars." So I don't know that this beer is going to make me feel like I'm in space or in stars, but I bet it gets me drunk. ABV on this? Did you look that up? I didn't. I don't know. Let's say six.
I bet there's some in there.
Probably.
I bet there's alcohol in
there. There's definitely some A's, probably
A
some B's.
Alcohol.
Definitely some V's. All right, we're going to pass it around. The table's bigger here, so we have to... work this out a little. All right, PJ, take a hit, pass it around. Hippie's not here, it's not that kind of hit.
That is
That smells good.
It is good.
I haven't drank
it
yet. I'm just enjoying the smell.
Trying to figure out what I'm getting there. It's definitely got some malt flavor, but not like too malty.
Can I see the bottle?
And it's not too hoppy.
Thanks.
No problem.
No, it's pretty mellow. I mean, this would be another good one, I think, if you were trying to bridge the gap for somebody into IPAs that doesn't want something crazy hoppy. Because even some pale ales can taste like pretty darn hoppy. I mean, it's technically Sierra Nevada is a pale ale.
Yeah.
And that's like a lot more in your face.
That's
than this.
Pretty hoppy.
This is pretty mellow.
This is not. Nah, it's good though.
Little malt and little brat there.
Mm. No, that
I'm not getting any brat.
And some onion.
There's no brat.
I think that came up in the burp.
Oh, all right. Gotcha.
PJ, what do you think?
It's good.
It's good. It tastes like a beer. I like a beer. I'm just kidding. You don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's really
fancy nose.
I mean, it's not like real over the top with like you said, but yeah. I mean it. I think it's just real smooth. Definitely, if somebody that wants to get into the IPA, is that a double or?
It's just a pale ale. Yeah.
Pale ale.
If this beer was over the top, you'd have to turn your hat around backwards and then arm wrestle.
We can
somebody.
Do that.
Over the top. Lincoln Hawk.
Lincoln Hawk would just light it up, dude.
Did you, I watched, listened to this podcast, which if you have some spare time and you love Couch Pilots, which is also on the Fakakta Network, then you should check out also the How Did This Get Made podcast.
How Did This Get Made?
It's also another very good podcast.
Earwolf.
And they did one on Over the Top, mm-hmm. which is awesome. And they make the point that during the movie, they don't decide on whether he's Lincoln Hawk or Lincoln Hawks. Because there's like multiple times that he's called either Hawk or Hawks. So someone didn't do a very good job
episode on Bloodsport is very entertaining too.
Sharknado was like, I had never seen Sharknado. This was when like Sharknado was brand new and I listened to it. And I was like dying just listening to them.
So
talk
yeah,
about it.
If you like Couch Pilots, check out How Did This Get Made. If you like How Did This Get Made,
check out
Couch Pilots.
Boom.
Bam.
Couch Pilots.
So, this is supposed to be making me feel spacey, huh?
I don't get the space.
I do. I feel like I'm in a vernal equinox.
Yeah?
No. Mm. I lied. I'm sorry.
What That's about okay. the vernal?
I feel like I'm in my friend Vern.
No. Know what I mean? Are those space pants you're wearing?
Did that go over my head?
Because your ass is out of this world.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I say that to Freckles all
now
the time.
I just want
to
bang you, and I don't know why. Cause it was
no, you do. You do
it was
know
that
why.
That good.
You
yeah. Know why. Yeah, I do, because that's the hottest pickup line I've ever heard. Hey, do you know how much...
No, I know a better one.
How much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice?
That's a good icebreaker.
How about... are your parents retarded? Because you're so special.
Oh my God!
No, mm-hmm. no. Is that
what
not?
About how much is it going to take to get in your pants?
I like that.
About 350.
Deal.
I like how much is it going to take to get in your pants? It's very you know highbrow.
Yeah.
It is.
You know.
That's how I got my wife.
Your wife.
My wife.
Does she listen to this?
No.
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 That was a very emphatic no.
Yeah. No. She no.
No. Okay. No,
she would not be my wife anymore.
Like Andy.
So, all of us, I think, except for you, Andy, made it to the event at the Fox. Mm.
Yeah, Andy hates
you.
Beer.
Missed out.
I did.
PJ, how long were you there for?
Long enough. About 3:30. We got there right at 12. So
you don't need much more time than that.
No,
I left.
It was plenty.
Then I overstayed my welcome.
I got there about 12:30 and left at 3, and I was feeling.
I was feeling
hippie,
awesome.
Hippie was needing to go.
I went back for more, and it ended with me like hanging out with all the people behind the line pouring.
I'm Dustin, and I always gonna hang out with all the birds.
Yeah, you know.
I'm so cool. Hey guys.
You know what? If you showed up on time for every show and did all the legwork and all the promoting, maybe you'd get to. No, it's okay. I don't have a baby. That's
you
why I get to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
They weren't there that long because they had a sitter, I was told.
That's right.
I got my haircut the other
day. That's right. My
you got the ins and outs.
See, PJ.
He's like, we weren't there that long. We were paying for a sitter.
PJ,
like, oh, okay.
PJ gets
that makes sense.
PJ knows what's up.
PJ and the Bear. I think that's your nickname. You ever heard of BJ and the Bear?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
No?
Nope. HR Puffin stuff?
That's not even close.
Oh,
this was about a man and his monkey.
Hey,
HR Puffin
the
stuff. Yeah, that's a different show, too. You guys
like,
don't get any of these
engineer?
References.
Was the man an engineer?
What?
Was the man an engineer?
I don't think so. I think he was a truck driver.
Never mind.
Okay.
I heard he had two penises. You ever seen that? That guy online that has two dicks, and it's
no.
like legit. There's
Is
pictures.
Legit
I obviously
dicks.
Clicked on the pictures.
So
like NSFW, click the pictures you want to see.
Like a
dude has two
walker?
Dude has two dicks, like two full-on, full-size
It's like a
dicks.
Divining rod.
I would look it up backwards on my phone right now, but my work pays for it. I don't really know if they look at that. Blake, you got to look up guy with two dicks on your phone, please.
I'm not doing it.
I don't think
it.
These guys are going to believe me. It's totally real. I'm
not doing it.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, this soul holy hunter, shit, this is it soul or dark. Soul?
Soul. Soul. Like the okay. Sign Spanish soul.
Yeah.
Oh, not like the soul. Like I'm going to hunt your soul.
Soul.
So next,
there's no
what
soul.
I just opened up.
No day, no only
there
soul.
Is only soul.
I just opened up a chocolate oak aged Yeti. This was bottled.
Bubble on the top.
Bottled April 2nd, 2014. So it's a little over
I'm
a couple
pop
years
that
old.
Bubble.
And this was bubble, the a gold medal winner at the Great American Beer Fest in 2013. The suggested food pairings are raw oysters, grilled New York strip, chicken mole, Danish blue. See, it's two full-size dicks. He hasn't believed.
Ugh.
Pretty sure.
Oh, here we go.
That looked like a misshapen turnip or something.
I'm going to read the description because you always get to read the description.
Maybe a yam. I can read it if
no,
you want.
No. I want to do it today.
You're going
to
read it?
Chocolate Oak Aged Yeti is another revered incarnation of our legendary Imperial Stout. We toned down the hops a bit to allow coca nibs to contribute some pleasing bitterness, while vanilla notes from the oak combine with the cocoa to create an aroma and flavor akin to a gourmet chocolate bar. A dash of cayenne keeps things lively, adding just a bit of heat to the finish.
Another great Yeti.
Hell yes, das ist gut!
I just wanted to drink it because I like Yetis and Sasquatch and Sam Squanch.
Sam Squanch.
Damn Sam Squanch.
Damn Sam Squanch.
I have a t-shirt that
damn
says,
alligator bit my hand off.
The Sunnyvale Sam Squanches. That's and awesome. It's like they're a minor league hockey team. Yeah, I still need a little bit more.
This
of
looks
that.
Dark and thick. Just like I like them.
Mm-hmm.
Dark and
thick. Get a little bit of that in you, fellas. This looks yeah.
Wow. It is like motor oil for the soul.
That depth.
That is good. The Yetis are so underrated. I feel like people don't seek them out. Like, people don't make that much about them.
No.
And I'm not even chocolate beer guy. And this is
most
good.
Most people
smoky.
Are looking for a Sasquatch.
This has, like, some tobacco-y, smoky flavor to me.
Too cold to look for the Yeti.
I feel like this would be great with some ribs.
Thank you, by the way.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Did
no,
I
that's cool.
He got what he wanted.
I got what I wanted.
I was too busy verbally masturbating myself.
I
sorry.
I know.
That is
this
good.
Is so smoky.
This is, yeah, it's very smoky.
But it's...
And the Band-Aid.
Oh.
Did you say Band-Aid?
Yes.
Smoky and the Band-Aid.
He's bound and down.
Yeah. He's smoking a Band-Aid. You guys ever do that? Smoke a Band-Aid when you were younger?
What no. The fuck?
That's a thing?
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you like that was like one of those things where somebody's like, this will get you high.
New or used?
Like, I don't know. I don't,
does your
I don't,
scab
I just,
give it
wonder.
More flavor?
Ooh, yeah.
Probably.
It crackles more.
So gross.
Last time I was over here, I remember Blake had some very narrow eyes. Very red. They were very narrow.
Last time
I think
we were,
he smoked a Band-Aid.
Last time we were
his
here,
his eyes were like...
Was our podcast marathon where we did two episodes.
Yep.
The
I couldn't stay for the second one. I had
no,
a baby.
You
like,
bailed
I
out.
I still have a
I was like, I'm
going to
get no sleep
business.
Already.
What, that you weren't
son
invited?
Of a bitch.
No, you
the
were...
The Founders...
Yeah.
The Founders
yeah,
episode.
On the Founders. That was kind of like shitty.
I
kind of.
Hey, it
episode.
Wasn't my
no,
call.
It's all good, man.
He was shit. Like, hey, let's do Founders. And I was like,
hey,
Andy should be on.
But
he's like, no,
thing.
We want hippie.
Here's the yeah. thing. Well, do you still have that Mango Magnifico or did you drink it?
No, I drank it.
I haven't had that yet.
I think I have
it's
enough.
Really good.
We could do a Backstage Series one. Because I know I have a Big Luscious, a Blushing Monk.
I got a Big Luscious too. Like a Bunk Munch.
A Monk Munch?
Monk Blush.
Yeah.
Blush.
Yeah, that's good.
My Big Luscious will make a blanc.
A blanc mush. Yeah. I got gotcha. You.
I didn't like blanc. The Mango Magnificent
no.
at all.
No? See, I liked...
It was everything I could
one?
Do to get it
get down.
It down?
So he didn't
I
like it so
like
much, he's shortchanging the name. He's calling it Mango Magnificent.
Whatever. You know what?
It's not worth pronouncing out now foreign
tongue.
Did
you have the first time they released it? I feel like it tasted better.
Did you? I didn't have it the first time.
I don't know. The last one was just super sweet. Maybe my beer taste would just change.
It's so woody. Magic.
Oh, it's so woody.
Seriously, I feel like I'm on a playground.
It's so
like,
woody
with
that
wood
I think Buzz Lightyear's going to show up. Kadoosh. That was an amazing joke. Blake liked it. He smiled.
So I just gave you the
Blake
gladiator
smiled.
Thumbs
yeah,
down.
Blake smiled. Blake, you liked my joke, right?
Uh-oh. So I just got back from Disney World.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
But... So they like the Toy Story characters used to walk around.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be able to say Andy's coming, and they would drop to the ground. but then it leaked out on the internet, and
now
like,
they don't.
Everyone was screaming at the man, he's coming, and that's all they did.
So now you stand over him, and he pretended to jerk off onto Woody? Is that?
Yes. When you say Andy's
coming.
And
you're like,
Andy's coming! Yeah, because yep. No.
No.
They
not
just
in front
say,
of the children?
He's at college now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's too many kids around.
Did you see Gaston? I heard he's funny. Mm-mm. And he does, like, push-up competitions with people
no
and stuff.
No one's thick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston. No one's head is incredibly thick as Gaston.
You just said thick.
I know, I fucked it up. It's something else. No one's something as Gaston.
No one eats Bisquick as much as Gaston.
Yes, yes.
He really likes
no
pancakes.
No one has a dick yeah. like Gaston.
He's like a beardless lumberjack.
Yeah. Anyway.
My water guy that Gaston.
Yeah, this Yeti. This is the first Yeti I've
They're
drank.
Making a live.
It is magical.
Or not alive, but like a like with people, Beauty and the Beast, I guess, Ashley. No.
Yeah, it's coming out soon.
I hope it's good. I'm nervous.
Freckles is looking forward.
How do you
to
have
it.
Like chips?
He's nervous
I'm
about
super
it.
Nervous.
I don't want him
it's
to ruin,
gonna ruin my
got,
year.
I've already got tickets
what if
for
they fuck
it, but
it up?
I'm freaking out.
Like, I mean,
like Alice in Wonderland,
how
Tim Burton
talking,
fucked that up.
I don't know.
And there's a new one out now, and I'm not even
Alice through
probably going to see
looking
it.
Looking Glass.
Yeah.
Was there ever an original Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Giant Depp
was
the man.
By far the best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't beat
Wait,
Sherman Helmsley.
That is,
no, you can't.
That's the Tim Burton.
I hate dogs and cats.
No, but I'm saying there wasn't one before
Ringo
the Tim
Starr
Burton,
is the
Depp
mock
one.
Turtle. What?
There wasn't an Alice in Wonderland before the Tim Burton Johnny Depp one, right?
No. Well, not like in a theatrical version. There was a made-for-TV one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There wasn't like a full
And there
movie
was
one.
An old made-for-TV one that
you
Andy and I
that.
Are talking no. about.
You guys are
That ridiculous. One was great.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
if,
with,
John Stamos was in it.
Smoked all the time.
And then Carol Channing,
yeah, Carol
who has
Channing.
A song.
The best voice
and,
ever.
Hey, I'm lost.
I'm Carol Channing.
What the fuck's going on?
Hold on. I've got... This has been mentioned, and it pleases me to know...
PJ, you
want to
go in
point.
The other room and jerk each other off while these, while these two jerk each other off in here?
Okay, so... What's funny is, last time I was at Three Floyds... That Alice in Wonderland was playing there.
Nice.
So we can tie this into craft beer.
Boom.
That
Done.
They like it so much, they play it there. But this is Carol Channing singing a song about jam.
Jam tomorrow. Jam yesterday. But never jam.
Never jam today.
It must come sometimes to jam today.
Oh, my God.
No, it can't. It's jam every other day. Today isn't any other day,
What the
you know?
Fuck?
Jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today.
You know so many ridiculous things.
So good.
I think the things I know are stupid, but like, what is this?
The '80s were a hell of
what
a time.
What is that from?
This is from a made-for-TV.
Cocaine is a hell of.
Oh,
a drug.
Carol Channing is high as a fucking kite during the
jam tomorrow, jam yesterday.
But what does it even mean?
Never jam today.
It doesn't mean anything.
It just
it's,
means don't eat jam today, dude.
Have you not read Alice in Wonderland? It's a bunch of nonsense.
No. I need to.
The guy was high on opium when he wrote it.
Well, it sounds like he had a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of good times, I say we listen to some music.
Wow, we're live That's twice.
A good time.
We're live again, and we're going to go to a break.
Good.
That's poorly timed.
They can see inside our world and what
okay.
happens between
It's
breaks.
A whole new world. Well, anyways.
A whole new world.
There you go.
New fantastic point of view. No one to
Stayed
tell
in the Little Mermaid
us
room
no,
too.
Or where to
awesome.
Go, or say we're only dreaming.
Oh, come no. see Sebastian.
I can open your eyes.
All right, enough of that. We've got, hey, we have better music to play. The better music that we're going to play is by our band of the week, which is Teenage Wrist.
Oh, good, teenagers, out stay off their clothes.
That it? That's an Aladdin,
that's
reference.
Aladdin reference.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Nice. Well played.
No.
Okay, so these guys are out of L.A. They have an EP that's called Dazed that came out last year. And Blake, you may remember on the Valentine's episode, I talked about a style of music called shoegaze. Do you remember that? Yes, you're staring at your shoes. This...
Oh, like the kids from South Park.
Yeah, kind of. So this style of music, it's like fuzzy alternative rock, but it kind of has some elements of shoegaze involved in it. But our first song from Teenage Wrist we're going to listen to is called Slide Away here on Drunken Lullabies. And we're back. And that was Slide Away by Teenage Wrist. That's a good song. I thoroughly enjoyed that. The first time I heard it, I was like, ooh, I need to get a hold of these guys because I want to play them on the show because I think you need to hear it.
I think they're good.
Thank you, Andy.
I have confession to make, though.
What's that?
I can't stop listening to Prof.
I know, right?
Dude, it's the jam, man.
Dude, Prof is awesome.
He's the best.
His videos, check him. I don't know if you've seen him. He's got some ridiculous videos.
See, that's what we want. We want to turn you on to your new favorite.
Or just turn you on.
Bands, artists.
It's great. It's so good.
Andy, you can get a little more in you.
No, I'm
good. No? Well,
that's what.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, this is our guest beer. PJ, you brought this.
Wow. Yes.
You want to tell us what we're drinking?
We are drinking Little Beaver.
Oh, wait, what? What
was
that?
Little Beaver Brewery. That was Beaver.
Lil.
Like Lil?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Beaver.
You don't like it?
No, wait. Little Beaver was a midget wrestler in the WWF back in the day.
Was he with Dink the Clown?
No.
Sure?
That's 90s. I'm talking 80s. Like WrestleMania 2. He was in a match with King Kong Bundy. And
Little Bundy or King Kong Bundy?
King Kong Bundy.
Al Bundy?
It was... No.
Shut your damn mouth.
Sorry.
No, Little Beaver was... He was... I think he had a mohawk. He was supposed to be an Indian. But anyway, yeah. I digress.
There's nothing better than...
Tell us more about
American
the beer.
Midgets.
Little Beaver Brewery. It's Izzy the Great. Port Barrel Imperial Stout. 12.9 APV.
You really taste the port barrel.
Yeah.
Oh, port barrel. I thought you said pork barrel, and I got super excited.
Me too.
Because I love
raw pork, though, we'd all be infected.
I'm already infected.
You're as infected as a Bourbon County coffee stout.
Ha, that's a craft beer
Kadoosh.
Joke.
Kadoosh.
That's good.
So these guys, they are just kind of getting started.
And you went to high school with a dude.
Yep.
Nice.
I mean, they've been brewing for a while.
He's been brewing for like 13 years.
Yeah.
What? Jeez. That's a long time.
Yeah. And, he got like third or something in the Sam Adams long
He got second contest, with second. His Little Beaver, the milk stout.
Okay.
Holy.
The Little Mounds Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink some of that.
Little
at the
Mounds
end.
Bar? You're saying little or Fox. The, like, is it like a... Or you say
it's Little Mounds Bar because it's the lower APV, and then he does the Big Mounds.
The
I think that's what
Mounds
he calls
bar.
It. Liquid okay. Mounds Bar.
Liquid yeah. Mounds Bar is that one he had.
I drank
at the
that.
Fox
was
Fest.
Really, really good.
They gave me a boner, which is the reason that I just backed his Kickstarter, which might still be out there. I don't know.
I think it's out there for about 10 more days.
Yeah, but then I don't know if he'll do another reach goal or what.
He just went another reach goal to 30,000.
Yeah.
So he's looking to get some more barrels, which is always good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, what is Drunk Landy laughing about?
Nothing. Carry on.
No?
So
I found
that just brings more barely goodness for us.
Yeah.
Some YouTube
So if
video.
He does another reach goal or something, people might be able to get on his Kickstarter and still, like, get in there. I don't know what's happening. I'm going to keep
We're just looking at Little Beavers on our phones. And
Did you Google Little Beaver? Is that the wrestler?
I told you.
Yeah,
I told you.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Make this shit up.
Yeah.
So there's
Little Beaver wrestler.
Yes. YouTube videos, and one of them is called Little Beaver. Gets
so
squashed by
I think
naked.
He needs to be. They need to contact him, and he needs to be on all the labels for their beer.
For sure,
that would be awesome.
That would. How awesome would that be?
This tastes so fruity. I'm trying to think of what fruit.
Port.
I mean, it's the port, yeah, but it's not
grapes?
Like super.
Tastes
no,
like
but
grapes?
That, yeah, kind, yeah, it does, I guess, because it's not, but it's not super raisiny. Usually, it's like raisiny
right.
and like plum,
plummy,
like and
raisin
this,
dextra.
And this is more of like a sweet grape almost. This
it
probably because it's
no,
not like
it's
a tawny
sweet.
Port. It's,
figgish,
it's more of like a, but it's not super figgish. That's what I'm saying. Like usually, the dark ones are like that, like fig, plum, raisin, and this is like biting into like a sweet red grape kind of to me. I don't know. It's weird.
It doesn't taste like a 12.9%.
No.
Not at all.
Which is good and bad.
Yeah. Because I feel like I could just drink this real easy, and then I'd be like, I'm not as sink as you
I'm
drunk
just glad
I am.
This wasn't our choice
Correct.
For spin the bottle.
You know? Yeah, if you had to chug this for spin the bottle, it'd go down real easy, and then I would just die.
Oh, man. Well.
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 I've got to say, look look for Little Beaver. If you're in this
Bloomington,
area,
Illinois is where
look for some Little Beaver.
Underskirts.
I don't. I'm going to.
I was talking to them. What's their names?
Chad.
Yes. I was talking to him at the Fox, and we have been communicating via email. You may hear a little more beaver talk on the podcast in the future.
Beaver talk.
We'll have to have PJ back or something for that.
Yeah.
Since he, you know, he's in tight. Like, they're homies.
He's tight with the beaver.
I wouldn't say tight.
They're bros. He's tight with Lil Beaver.
Boom.
He's deep. He's deep in some Lil Beaver.
Knee deep in the Lil Beaver.
Yep.
It's good.
All right.
PJ loves him some Lil Beaver. Dustin, you know what I think now would be a good time for?
An ad from one of the fellow shows.
How did you know? Are you a mind reader?
It's because I have show notes.
You're a mind reader.
Show notes.
You know who we haven't heard from in a long time? S&M Radio.
We haven't.
No.
It's been a while since we've
been a while.
Heard from S&M
Radio. It's been a while.
It's been a while since I could see my head.
Talk to Shannon about some horror movies.
So I just want to do some Creed.
Okay. Macabre. Are you a fan of the macabre? All right. Well, this is S&M Radio from the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Step right up. Are you a fan of the macabre? Do you enjoy blood and guts? Does gore get you excited? Is getting scared your thing? Do you like horror movies? Boy, oh boy, do we have the right show for you. S&M Radio is the best horror movie podcast on the web. Shannon and Mark discuss a different horror movie topic each episode. Some episodes are about specific horror movies. Some episodes are about folks involved with horror movies, while others are about top 10 lists of horror movie topics, all with great music from all genres. I should warn you right away, spoiler alert, those two yahoos pretty much give away everything every time. Come one, come all, down to S&M Radio, where nothing is too taboo.
Oh, Blake, that was disappointing. Andy and I belched. Hey, we're going to drink another beer. Newsflash, we are receiving reports of unidentified one-horned flying objects descending from the skies. The strange beings claim to be from planets named Pipeworks and 18th Street. While originally thought to be hostile, eyewitnesses report are now telling us that they are quote-unquote totally mellow, chilled-out dudes, and that they've brought peace offerings of lemony sriracha ace hops and fresh devil's lettuce from the dark matter mothership. Stay with us to see how these delicious developments unfold. So this is Pipeworks collaboration with 18th Street. This is Attack of the Devil's Lettuce. It's an IPA brewed with coffee, and it's 9%, and it is dank.
I have a question for
you're dank.
So you said it had one horn and it was flying.
Oh, look at the color. I expected it to be much darker.
It had one horn and it was flying.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater?
Was it purple?
I don't think so. I gave myself a very light pour because I want everybody to get a generous portion, and then I'll get
I think it's because you're getting drunk.
You're drinking these stouts.
You're drinking all these stouts.
But yeah, this is we've featured some Pipeworks on here before. This is
Mother Mary of God.
Exactly.
Holy Mother Mary
Redanculous.
Of God.
Devil's lettuce, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking awesome, and I would not expect it to be. That's so weird. This is the weirdest beer I've ever had.
Yeah.
Don't freak out, man.
No, I'm freaking out.
You're freaking me out, man.
It's hoppy, but there's coffee, but I like it. It works. How did they do that?
Yeah.
Pipeworks, how did you do it? Tell me right now. I'm waiting. Hold on, everybody. Let's wait.
You want me to call them?
So, Peach, how'd you get this?
I got it at my local... I work in Bloomington, so I stopped by Benny's.
Oh, okay.
I went to the liquor store.
So,
and my good friend Anthony
Yeah, Anthony helped me out with that.
And also another good friend, Zach, helps me out, too. Okay.
All right.
So big shout out to
Anthony's
the guys.
A friend of the show. We'll probably be on a future episode. Well, Freckles gets
tomorrow is Anthony's big day. He's getting married.
Oh, he's getting married as well. Also tomorrow, Brewmaster Brian's wedding.
Are we talking tomorrow? As in, it will have happened
as of this
out?
Recording.
So why would you get married on a Monday?
You're saying, yeah, exactly.
When we're recording,
I guess
this,
it's cheaper.
It
That's
is.
What I'm saying. You guys mean like literally. Tomorrow.
It is 3 de junio. For these Hispanic listeners.
There you go. Juan is like punching you through the mic right
anyway,
now.
Anyway.
Just kidding.
That's tasty.
Yeah. So anyway, shout out to Brewmaster Brian for his wedding. And apparently Anthony's getting married too. So
fucking love Anthony.
Two friends of the show. Congratulations, guys.
This beer, I should say, it's not like it's like the best beer I've ever had. I'm just saying I'm just amazed that it works and it tastes good.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fun because it's something different.
And
you know,
smooth.
You can only try so many IPAs, but like coffee in an IPA, I've never had that. I know Stone made one. I didn't get to try it.
And one thing about weird. The Pipeworks, I mean, all their beers are like 9%, but you don't really taste 9%.
Yeah, no, this does not taste like that at all.
Huge, I mean, this will
so
get you wrecked.
It's a huge bummer.
Yeah, like if somebody handed this to you and was like, you know, it's like a 5 or 6%, because it does, it just tastes like light ale with coffee. And how is that 9%?
I need to ask you about your hat. You're wearing a New Era baseball cap that looks like it has hops with a cap on it. What is this?
So this is a minor league team.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck
Hillsboro.
Off. What?
Hops.
There is a minor league baseball team called the Hops.
Yep. I've seen that hat and I thought
That's
it was so
awesome.
I want that hat. But then I'd be jacking your style.
Yeah, you would be jacking my style.
Or is it jocking your style? It's jocking.
Jocking?
Jocking Jay-Z? It's jacking your style, I think, right?
Oh, with Brian Cortez?
I mean, back in the day, it was jacking beats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ice Cube.
I think it's jocking my style.
I think it's jacking.
I like jacking.
What should we put
you know
what?
I like jacking, too.
He's like, going to jack it. Jack it.
Totally.
Jacking it. Whack. Spanking it. Slapping it. I'm going to jack it where the sun always shines. He's going to jack it. Have you seen that? In San Diego. Jerking it. Jacking it. Spanking it. Slap. The South Park? You haven't seen that?
I'm sure I've seen it.
That
just,
dude that
I
made that
it.
Video. What was it? Something like a K that went like super viral. I don't know
the
if it was like
rain?
Slavery or something.
Oh, Taizan Day?
It went like super viral, and everybody was like, you know, fuck this guy. And it's some like warlord dude that was like enlisting children or something in Africa.
Coney.
There's that Coney video. And the dude that like made it got caught like jerking off in San Diego on like the sidewalk or something.
Hey, you know, Pee Wee Herman overcame that.
To each
overcame
his
own. That. Overcame.
Yeah.
Would you like extra butter?
I'm the one who said it.
Came.
You don't have to look at me.
Do you want
to make sure I get the reference?
No. Hold on. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you?
I said it.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you think he said, "If you want the extra butter, get down low"?
Can I tell you something? I don't think I've ever seen any of the Pee Wee stuff.
Oh, the new movie on Netflix is really good.
I've heard it is.
I've seen it twice. Brianna is she's creeped out by Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, he's super creepy.
I grew up.
I'm creepy.
I love
loving Pee Wee's Playhouse and Pee Wee's Big Adventure, so it doesn't bother me at all.
I need to watch it. I'd be into it.
It's hilarious.
I'm a rebel daddy. I'm a loner.
Yeah.
You said that wrong.
So many great lines in that. Yeah.
I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Oh God! Oh God! Listeners, turn, just turn it off.
I'm getting turned.
It's all downhill.
Francis
from here.
Is taking a bath. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, where the hell?
Somebody roofied. Somebody roofied Dustin.
I say we let him go.
Yeah.
I see
oh
him
man.
Be.
I don't.
I don't get any of these references.
Oh,
you know who that was?
Who?
This says I say given to me.
The lady?
Yeah, do you know who that is?
Was it Miss Yvonne?
No.
Damn it. Then
her name is Cassandra Peterson, otherwise known as Elvira.
Very nice.
Oh, really?
If you want to hear about the Elvira failed TV pilot, listen to a recent episode of Couch Pilots while Blake deep throats this microphone. That's disturbing.
What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
We've heard this joke. Yeah, we've heard this joke
it's
already.
It's my only joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case somebody hadn't heard.
Evidently, PJ hadn't. Yeah. So you got he it's got his really cheap laugh.
Yeah. See, yeah. I got my one laugh.
I don't know. Yeah, but this. But yeah, thank you for.
Yeah, absolutely.
PJ's the all star. He brought two beers tonight, and this is really, really, really tasty. I'm always up for a new Pipeworks beer. They are very creative. I wish they would get a tap room where you could go and drink their stuff. Yeah. They don't. Mm. They just bottle and
that's
ship
kind of their niche,
out.
Then, right?
From what I hear, they're
supposed
to
be working on one, aren't they?
Bottle room, like a tapper room where you would just go get to go.
Lil Beaver.
That's it. You still can't drink on draft.
You're talking about Lil Beaver?
Yeah, Lil Beaver.
No, I thought you were going to be able to drink on site.
What?
On site.
No, we're talking about Pipeworks.
Oh.
We've moved.
Oh, my bad.
We're up.
Come on,
north.
Dude, get off your phone, bro.
Yeah, get off your phone. Pay attention.
Sorry, my wife was texting me to see if she should stay up or not to have sex when I got back. But
that's not.
But I think it's.
I think the answer is always yes, right?
That never happened.
It's very true. I shouldn't say that on air though, in case her family's listening.
You're married.
She likes to have sex. I'm one of the lucky ones.
You have a kid.
Yeah. I'm surprisingly we don't.
Yeah.
Now, oh, good. Blake's recording this. She'll see it on Facebook.
Yep. We all know what Blake's doing.
I'm married and I like to
show.
Have marital sex with my hot wife.
It's legit.
You know what?
Clayton's going to tag her.
No.
And then you're going to tag her later.
Now, don't. Don't do that.
Whoops.
Nope.
Don't do that.
My apologies.
I love my hot wife. I'm going to have a lot of kids. Because
are you going to be like one of those?
She cuts good hairs.
Ask PJ. Take your hat off. Let's see her work.
Look at that.
Looks like a hat head.
Never mind. She gave you a hat head haircut?
Yeah.
I mean, that's stuff to
sorry,
do.
Guys. I got to do something real quick.
Oh,
I mean, it's a
guys,
tough
I
cut.
I cooled off.
That's
I walked away and I
give.
Cooled off. I cooled off.
I'm surprised you don't have her sponsor the show.
Yeah. We should make her sponsor the show.
We should make her?
Yeah. We'll coerce her.
Yeah,
blackmail.
We should. I'm gonna go drink with my friends, and you're gonna give me money.
Give me money to drink with my friends.
Yeah,
do it.
Because you know what? Like everybody listens to our show, they all have hair.
They need haircuts.
And they all need haircuts.
Yeah,
maybe one guy's bald.
Especially our international listeners.
Not his fault. It's hereditary.
Yeah, you can totally cut these people's hairs in.
Is there international listeners?
It's cool.
What's that?
Is there international?
Yeah, we do have international listeners.
Yeah, surprise.
Why do you sound surprised, PJ?
I just want to give a worldwide shout out then.
Okay. Oh, shit. Yeah. That's the first
worldwide shout out.
Why did I ever think of that?
Worldwide shout out.
Prestige. It's like Ukraine or like Mother Russia or something.
That's the
same. I don't think they call it Mother Russia.
The Russian Federation is a. Listen to Catchmas. They're nervous. Putin is.
He's gonna come up here with his shirtless on his horse, and he's gonna fuck some shit up.
Yeah, he is. Mm. He's gonna ride it through the sky though, because it has wings.
He's a bad motherfucker.
He's gonna be drinking that Tsar beer.
Yeah,
it's gonna be terrible.
And that
oh, the hat's going on backwards. He's going over the top.
It's like a, you know, it's like a switch when I turn it on.
Oh no, see, that's not how Stallone goes.
I know that's not how.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, there it is.
Look at this fuck.
I'm gonna be touching it, Stallone. I'm so good.
Hey, yo, I've been on IBWIP
really
before.
Is good. I died the first time I heard it when I was on IBWIP, and I didn't know he could
I
do
almost
that.
Got in a wreck.
And I like had to like almost leave the room.
I was driving.
So
I had to stay in character
fatality.
For a half hour.
Professor Stallone,
that took,
almost.
That took a lot of work to stay in character for a half hour while I was doing this.
It is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work because everything I say ends in a question.
Pipe works.
A lot of pipe with the devil's lips.
So, Sylvester, what's the favorite? Your favorite movie that you've done?
Oh man, I like a lot of movies.
No, you have to pick one.
I gotta pick one.
Yeah,
but I've been in so many.
That's what I'm saying.
The I've been in the Expendables.
Mm.
Holy shit!
And Expendables
didn't watch
2?
It. Didn't watch
it
either.
Oh no! Blake Clayton just showed me.
What
we
happened?
Also have the Russian Federation listening to us. So you might
pick up some other
Russia.
You might
have to go there for Rocky like
Match
7,
out.
Whatever you're at again, break them. Wow, we got. Hold on.
Whatever.
I'm going to name off some real quick. I know we got, you know what, UK.
Yeah.
I know a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
My buddy Brian Biggs, guys, shout out to him. I know he's told his buddies and that. I bet there's a decent amount of listeners.
Did you guys know that there's
worldwide
that's missing between the U and the K? It's a no.
Yeah.
Because you know why?
What?
Because you okay.
Oh, my God. But we also got... I'm going to go real fast.
Wow.
Canada, China, France, other regions, Australia, Norway, Ireland, Iraq, Mexico, Slovakia, South Africa, Korea, Italy, Japan, Belgium, Spain, Germany, Sweden, Argentina, Russian Federation, Poland, Netherlands, Chile, Turkey, Taiwan, Kuwait, Ukraine, Latvia, Peru, India, and Austria.
Yeah. Holy all those shit. People listen to our show.
Why wouldn't they?
That's pretty amazing.
We are worldwide.
Worldwide
listeners.
People in the nether regions listen.
Worldwide. You know what? If you're a worldwide listener and you actually listen a lot, please post something on our wall. Let us know where you're listening from. Yeah. I think that's kind of cool.
Let's do a Drunken Lullabies roll call.
Yeah, like a roll call. Like, hey, you know, tell us where you're from.
Okay, here's the thing. I think a lot of our listeners don't go to our Facebook page, which they totally should.
It's true.
Go on Facebook, look us up. It's facebook.com/ You have to put like an emoji of the guitar player Guns N' Roses. /
You just confused all the international listeners.
And then,
everybody knows who Slash is.
Everybody knows Slash.
Pepe Le Pew.
And then you type in Drunken Lullabies Podcast, and our page will pop up.
Or just Google Facebook Drunken Lullabies Podcast. Guarantee it comes
up. And we pop up, and then just be like, hey, I'm from Chile. And we're like, oh, look at you.
I call you shit.
Yeah.
You know what?
I love you.
I say, gole, 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 gole to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is
racist.
Exactly. Racist. You called him racist.
Possibly.
You're racist.
There's a possibility of that. It's still undetermined.
You said, ole.
You know who's not racist?
Asians.
Teenage wrist.
Oh. No, they're not. They're sore, though.
They're
9 times out of 10, they're super sore or swole.
Yes, swole. Totally swole. Yeah. Well, we're going to listen to a song of theirs. It's called Afterglow, which...
That makes sense to me.
I don't have any explanation for it.
I do.
So there you go.
But I'll let
All right. explain. So this is Teenage Wrist with Afterglow on Drunken Lullabies. And that was Teenage Wrist with Afterglow. Sorry that our band of the week wasn't John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Is Teenage Wrist like a reference to like how you just jerk off a ton when you're a
teenager? Where the fuck have you been?
Hello, 10 minutes
hello.
Ago.
Hello.
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 So I'm married. So
jam
I'm married.
Tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never jam today.
I must just zone
today.
Out sometimes.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh.
Blake's taking pictures of the wall. All right, well, you know what time it is?
Mail time. No.
Here's the mail. It never fills
sponsor
spotlight.
Sponsor
spotlight. That was intense.
Thanks,
all right, this is
like camping.
Distill Brewery. This is the Tripel. This is another brand new one that we got fresh off the bottling line before it was
even released. I'm
nervous.
I'm not a huge Belgian guy. What about you, PJ? You into Belgians or no?
He's shaking his head no.
No.
No. He shook his head now and then said,
"It was like he was in a
I love me some PJ."
He's like, be, "I mean, it's your sponsor. I don't want to be like, oh
no.
Yeah, I
no,
love
but
it. It's great.
There's
it's
nothing.
Not one of my favorites.
There's nothing wrong with that though, because
okay.
They're our sponsor. But I mean,
it's a Belgian style Abbey Tripel Ale, and
hey, Abbey.
Okay, our Belgian style Abbey Tripel Ale approaches you with a pastoral, pale colored serenity.
How is this 11%?
Before
it
unveiling its
it's
voracious labyrinth of mildly spicy, fruit-like, and clove-like aromas
it's banana,
and flavors.
Banana and clove.
Light, medium body,
which is
and
not
pleasantly sweet, but well-attuinated finish.
Does it remind you of the Babe?
Cheers. It's it is very good for the style,
the
and it's like very
power?
On. If you told me this is from Belgium, it's not that, because that's the thing. You know, you can... You don't have to love it. It's just this is a style I don't like. Have I had a lot of style of beer? Yeah, and it tastes
what, power?
Just like some of the good ones.
The power what? Of magic.
Voodoo?
Who do?
You do?
You do the power?
You,
you
do
fucked
the
it up.
You
I'm
do.
Sorry. I was so nervous.
Voodoo. I can do so what nervous. You do. That's the
so,
refugees. The Fugees.
No, we were doing, yeah. I'm a baby crying hard.
Can we just have a show where you guys cry. Just like jerk each other off verbally?
No, we already had one called You Guys fun. Should Kiss, and you weren't even involved, which is
that's
like,
bullshit.
Ridiculous.
If two guys are kissing, I should be there. This is
so
stupid.
So this is
this is bullshit.
This
you
is
know the, what? I actually like this one.
So, I like the Abbey single.
I don't,
it's really
I don't
good.
Hate it. It's just I would never. Seek out a Belgian beer. If somebody poured this for me, I would drink it. But I just...
Well, we're going to drink one on the show next week that you got over at... what's that place called?
That's very... Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's that store called that... it's what like a Whole Foods...
What the fuck's happening?
Trapper John's.
Trader
it?
Joe's?
Trader Joe's, that's
Trapper
it.
Trapper John MD's?
That one, I, yeah,
should
I should
we're
going to
drink that
out.
Next week.
See, so it's hit or,
that's a Belgian.
I do like the darker Belgians.
You were telling me how
like
good
spicy.
It is.
It wasn't
and I'm
so
like,
banana.
We'll see.
It doesn't like a chocolate good. Belgian.
I forgot that that's next week. I didn't know what you meant. You confused me
darker,
for a second,
man.
But I forgot that you forgot when Father's Day was. And so we recorded a little out of order because you forgot when Father's Day was.
I didn't forget. I just wanted to record.
I'm going to Madison, Wisconsin next weekend, and
when
I can't wait.
We were all available to record.
My wife and I are going to Madison.
Who?
For our... My wife!
Nice.
Our anniversary. Ashley's mom is watching Hudson that weekend. We're going to be in the Bone Zone.
No.
I'm going to New Glarus on Saturday for a beer release. We're going to pick up their R&D series. It's going to be fun, and we're going to be in Madison, and I'm going to go to
Madtown.
Some breweries, Ale Asylums there,
place
also...
and you're trying an Airbnb for the first time.
Yep. Yes, we are. Did she tell you that?
She did tell me about that.
I love it.
He's got the inside.
PJ's
I've
an
got
insider,
the insider,
bro.
Totes.
You guys think you know,
totes.
But PJ
I'm
knows.
A ghost.
He's insider. And it looked like
he's
legit.
Insider?
I was looking at... He's insider if he wants to be. If he tips enough. Just a tip. I looked at hotels in Madison.
I don't like this cavalier attitude
bucks.
He has about
thought,
his wife's
mean.
Vagina.
Yeah, because I don't know
guess
if there's something going on
like
then.
That.
But I found an Airbnb. $150. I'll show you once we're done. But, like, it's ridiculous. Dude's got, like, a it's not an actual bearskin or something. He's got some like bearskin looking rug and like this wall that's like all wood, and it's like it's his nice condo. And the dude works for actually works for Yelp, because it says like in his little review on there. So he travels a lot. So when he's not home, he rents his apartment out.
Why wouldn't you?
Or a condo out, and it's like super nice, and it's right downtown by everything. I was like, this is better than staying in a hotel.
I tried renting my condoms out once.
You tried renting? That doesn't work as well as a condo.
It was used.
You know?
No.
Do you remember Jim Williams? No one is going to get that listening to this show.
Yeah.
Zach, is that
no, I
Jim?
Love, yeah, I love Jim.
Yeah, Jim was awesome.
He was super
awesome. And he always used to tell me how he had a lucky condom.
Yeah.
When I was like this, and this is when I was like third or fourth
he had
grade.
One lucky condom.
And he used to tell me, he's like, I got one lucky condom. I've always had it. Just rinse it out. And at the time, I like hardly even knew what sex was. And I remember one time he gave me $1 so I could go buy a get my lucky condom.
Oh,
I was like 11. The dude was amazing.
He
loved
was.
Him. I love him.
That's gross.
It's life.
You're gross.
That's live.
Ain't so, that a kick in the head?
Okay, so PJ, you've been drinking craft beer a while.
Yes.
You're still leaning into the mic.
And the last thing he said was no. And then
this
he just said
not,
yes.
This
yes.
is not a press conference.
It's 50 questions.
Like,
no, I like it.
I did not
I
touch her.
He's avoiding any kind of negative, like, if his wife
room.
Listens to the show, he's in the clear. If my wife listens to the show, like, she's going to be like, what did you say? And then she's going to want to have sex with me.
How long have you been drinking craft beer?
So the very first craft beer I really got into was Fat Tire when I was about 19. My brother and sister-in-law.
Started 2 years early.
Oh, well.
You just like the pictures.
21.
It was for the article.
They brought it back for their.
Drinking lullabies is not encouraged.
They toasted with
drinking?
It for their wedding.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So. And ever since then, we were always, like, bootlegging it back.
So you're like an OG craft beer drinker. You were drinking craft beer...
Like Pete's Wicked Ale.
Wait, yeah, which
so,
doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
So you were drinking craft
you're 3 years
beer
older than me.
When I was, like, 9, 10?
Yes.
That's I wasn't awesome. Drinking when I was 16.
You weren't?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought pegged you for a...
Nope, I didn't start until I was 21.
I didn't really either. Damn.
No, I started originally drinking the woodchucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Right.
Yeah, the ciders.
I didn't drink
I
until
like
I got into college.
I don't really
I
consider
still like
that.
It once in a while. Somebody give
a
me
craft.
A woodchuck. I can't
drink
them on ice. They're sweet, but once in a while, it's a nice
too
little
sweet.
Change of pace.
Yeah. Too
sweet. Oh, well, PJ kind of led into our questions, though. What about your favorite
breweries you've been
craft
position.
Breweries you've been to? Yeah.
Well, we know you haven't been to Little Beaver yet.
You can state your favorite brewery you've been to, and you can also state just like in terms of beer lineup, because sometimes those aren't always the same.
Yeah.
So, in Colorado Springs, I can't think of the name of it.
Then how can it be your favorite?
I know.
Mm.
That left a lasting impression.
Well, they moved, so they were like a real, so it was just basically a tap room, and the place smelled like bleach.
Oh, that sounds like a delicious drink.
I love that smell. It reminds me of going to a hotel.
Smells like murder.
But, I don't know. And then they moved to this new fancy facility that they made out of a school.
That's fucking
sweet.
Hot.
Yeah.
But it's
that's
real,
hot,
like, hip and modern now. But I definitely like the Three Floyds is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean they
everyone
play Alice
here,
in Wonderland.
Like, how can you not?
Yeah,
it is
jam tomorrow.
What about,
jam yes.
If you had
today.
To pick one brewery's, I don't know if we've done this question,
jam
but
today.
If you had to pick one brewery's beer lineup to drink, and I don't even know necessarily what I'd pick, so I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Like, what would you pick?
Founders,
like, and you can drink anything from that brewery.
Man, I really like Cigar City.
Yeah, that, you know what? That was like one of the ones.
That,
when as I was asking you, that was crossing my mind.
I've only had a few of theirs.
Dude, I've had that.
Their
styles
are fucking solid.
Tits.
They make some good IPAs. They
I'm
make
sorry,
good sour.
Oh, no, the tits adjective.
I didn't
damn
mean
it.
To even do it.
Damn it, Andy.
I was going to say totes my goats and tits.
Cigar City.
Yeah.
I think they got a pretty...
That Cafe Americano's good.
I don't like it.
Ooh, I almost pooped.
Do you like the High Life?
I've had High Life, but it wasn't fresh, so I need to have it
the White Oak High Life. See, High Life to me, it's like... It's good, but the White Oak High Life,
I mean,
I fucking
I was.
How do you spell
see,
High
I haven't had the White Oak.
J-A-I space A-L-A-I.
That was fucked up. That's what I had. I got a Snixer of that. I got a Snixer of that down there.
Yeah?
At the Disneyland, and I drank it.
It's good.
And it was good. No, it was good.
That's the sport. That's the sport where I don't know if
I put it in my magic cup that you get at the little resort, and I drank it when I was at the...
I love your cup, too, by the way.
So good.
That's the sport where the guys wear those things that look almost like half of like the letter J on their hand. It's like a
crescent moon.
And then they have the pelota, which is just Spanish for ball.
Flinging
just,
these it looks balls like a little at a wall. Ball,
and they whip them off the wall.
It's literally balls to the wall.
And it also, if you've ever seen the first Jackass movie, or maybe it was on the Jackass show, they go to a highlight place and they take oranges and they fucking whip them at the dude's asses.
Yeah.
And it looked painful as shit because those things can get the ball going like it's something stupid, like 180 miles an hour.
And you can get an orange shoved up your ass.
Yeah, exactly. One of the guys, the orange went up his anal cavity and he burped the next day and an orange came out. So, I mean,
that's weird. It was cool. It was just a slice of it.
Seriously. I mean,
it
was just a slice.
The brewery in Colorado Springs is Bristol Brewery.
Bristol.
Mm.
That sounds like it should be in the Carolinas.
Bristol Speedway? Near the Bristol Speedway?
Or Tennessee. Whatever.
Tennessee.
Chattanooga?
Tennessee,
down yonder on
there ain't no place I'd rather be.
Oh, I thought we were going to Arrested Development.
Won't you carry me? No, we're going Grateful Dead.
Place, take me to another
If I was doing that, I would have started out Tennessee.
Tennessee.
What? That's
Tennessee.
What we were doing.
Tennessee.
I was doing clearly doing the Grateful Dead Tennessee.
Mr.
Wayne. Or there's also the Johnny Cash off his most recent album, posthumous album. Posthumously. He has a good song about Tennessee.
He had terrible posture. What are you talking about?
I know, that's why he died. They said terrible posture.
Yeah, that was the cause of death.
Yeah, I didn't know. Terrible posture.
I saw
that.
Johnny Cash in concert.
You did?
Son of a bitch.
Fuck
really?
You.
Did in you? Champagne.
Tell me if you tell me you saw Waylon Jennings. Awesome.
He was
really
on my list. I never
saw Waylon.
Waylon Jennings. I love Johnny. Waylon Jennings. It's like Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash. I love them both.
Hmm. You have no story about talking about seeing Johnny. Seriously, like
did you know,
I saw Johnny Cash, and then you just leave it.
Yes,
you saw Johnny Cash, man.
So he opened with Folsom's Prison Blues. We were like five rows.
So
from
did
the
he
front.
Say hi? My name's Johnny Cash, like he always
he
does.
Started
of course
first thing.
Good,
that's awesome. And then June Carter Cash kind of came in and did some.
Oh, you're giving me a boner.
I know, but it wasn't that part wasn't that good.
Sure, I was like, messy.
Let's. I might go to the...
John we got buried in a fever.
Hotter than a pepper sprout. That's a good one.
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to fuck you up.
I don't think he said that. I honestly, but
he
you know
thought
what?
It. That was the original lyrics, and he's like, you know what? I'm gonna peel that back.
Yeah, that was during the drug days.
Yeah.
Once he got off the business.
The business. Did he play Sunday Morning Coming Down?
Oh, yeah.
That's Kris Kristofferson.
I love Kris.
He wrote it.
Kris Kristofferson wrote, like, every popular song ever.
No. I don't think he wrote
he
Barbie
not,
Girl by Aqua.
He did not
yes,
write
really?
To all of the girls yes. I've loved before.
That's Julio Iglesias.
To all the girls featuring. I cheated on before. That also, the Wyclef Jean sampled that. That's on
You
his,
love the Wyclef, don't you?
I love me some Wyclef.
He's
I've
really...
seen the Fugees.
You saw the Fugees? God, fuck you!
Okay, Blake freaks out more about the Fugees than Johnny Cash.
No, I both Son of them. But the
95
Fugees,
smoking
dude,
groups.
Dude,
they
the
okay, PG,
that
I have
album
to ask.
Was amazing.
And then I saw.
But hold on, hold on.
Go ahead.
Did you see the Fugees one time? Or
two times? Two times.
Were you ready or not? Because
here I come.
That's what she said.
So did you come find you.
Wait, does that work?
Oh my gosh, that album's on. So you saw
you
them
ever,
in 95?
So I saw them in 95 on the Smoking Grooves tour. It was like the Fugees,
Snoop?
A Tribe Called Quest.
What?
Fuck.
Was Snoop on that?
Did you relax yourself?
No.
Yeah, Peace Out Man.
Oh my God.
Boomtown.
Some like real old school hip hop, like all that
who
stuff.
Who else? Like that's I good. Just want to ask who
so I saw Wyclef.
Did you ever see Rage Against the Machine? Please tell me no.
I saw Rage Against the Machine open for Cypress Hill at Braden Auditorium. And they just like absolutely.
Was that a mic drop, Andy?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was.
That was
you
a mic drop.
You seem like everyone I'd ever want to see.
PJ.
And they just blew it away. I mean,
PJ
like,
Schultz.
I love Cypress Hill. They were awesome. But
who has Rage Against the Machine open for him? Like, that's like fucking like, you come on, it's like, hey, you guys, I know you're really
think,
excited.
I think, isn't Public
us,
Enemy
going to
open for him soon?
Top that.
No,
no,
they're doing
no,
that.
No, they're doing Chuck D and
Be Real.
And Be Real are with him.
Hmm.
That's
Prophets of Rage. But Zach De La Roche is not involved. Which sucks.
He had a really good side project. I don't know if you checked it out.
That brewery? With
no,
cocaine?
One Day is a Lion.
Yeah. Get into crap.
Zach De La Roche. Yeah,
makes sense.
No, he
what, you're saying before Rage?
Post Rage.
Post.
He hasn't done much post Rage. It's called One Day as a Lion. I mean, it was an EP.
Rage,
it was two guys. It was him. It was him and a guy from TV on the Radio.
The band's called Nap on the Couch.
And it was really good. You should check it out. I think I like the TV I think on the radio Epitaph quite a bit, put too. It out. So
name another awesome concert you've been to, just so I can get a boner. I'm so close. Six
boner. Like what? Mm. Like hip hop?
Anything?
Like,
anything? I like everything.
So we went to the legendary Common Sense show in Chicago, and they closed it down. That was when he was Common Sense instead of Common.
Oh my god! You saw him when he was still
He's pretty sweet.
Sense.
You can lay some 95. Fat Jeez. Beats.
I saw Ice Cube and MC Ren and
DJ Yella. We were one of the only white people there.
So you're saying I used to love her?
Yes. Probably.
Oh my god!
He opened up with "Boomin' in Your Jeep," the remix version.
Dude.
It's a Jeep thing. You wouldn't understand.
I don't drive Jeep.
Common understands.
I mean, that's a common thing.
Have you seen Houdini?
Freaks come out at night.
Jason. Tyler,
no, but I did
the
see.
The Bobcat Kid, aka the Black Magnet, will appreciate
it. You saw Prince. Have you
he
seen
is
Prince?
He's the Black Magnet.
I have seen Prince.
Fuck, I love that kid.
I love that champagne.
Met him once.
You saw Prince? Awesome.
That was a musicology
Jesus.
Tour.
Yes, that's right after you got in the Hall of Fame.
That's the show I almost went to, and I didn't make it.
You'll get your chance someday.
Shut the fuck up.
Heaven's concert.
Yeah. No, that's
it was so.
That's the show I should have been at. He was going to play St. Louis coming up, and then, you know, well.
What's the most, what did you spend there?
$650.
No, it was like $60, $65, I think, for a cheap seat.
They were probably almost $80.
Yeah.
What's the most you've spent on a concert ticket?
We went and saw The Dead in Chicago, and they were $150 on
that most recent one. Oh, so you got them at cost, though.
I didn't get them at cost. I paid almost triple.
Really? So $150, though? Because I remember some of those tickets.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Because some of those tickets were
in the thousands.
If I could have got tickets for $150.
I think $200 for Foo Fighters is probably the most I've spent.
I remember that concert. You could stream it online, for some site. And I remember, I'll never forget this. I don't know why, but it was just, a real chill night. Ashley passed out on the couch. And I was lying on the other couch. She probably passed out because I was playing The Dead, and it's relaxing. It was awesome. I remember I just sat there. It was just some weekend night, and could have gone out or something. Didn't have a baby yet, and I just sat there, listened to them. I forget if it was Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, but I remember just sitting there drinking a beer and
We went to the Friday night show. It was awesome. It was cool.
Hey, yo, Chico.
What did they close with that night? Do you remember?
They closed with.
Did they play Ripple?
Ripple.
Ripple? Okay, yeah, that's the one. Because
they opened up with Box of Rain.
You know what? Because when I said Ripple, because I love Ripple, and that's the one I remember. It was Friday night when I was listening to that, because I was listening to Show You Rat, because it was real good, and I was texting my buddy. Because honestly, I never listened to The Dead much till I worked at Corey's.
Because
Jake, well, you know Jake.
I know Jake.
From State Farm?
Yes, Jake from State Farm.
Jake the Snake.
And some of the guys that used to play The Dead all the time. I was like, holy shit, I like it, you know? And Ripple was one of the songs he'd always play late at night, and I fucking loved it. And then, one of the other guys, he always used to play Althea and then Fade Away going down the road. And I was like, God, I love these. So I used to listen to all those, and then I started listening to The Dead, and I was like, holy shit, you know? I just never had, and I loved it.
Hey, yo, Chico. It's me. It's the bad guy. Razor Romo. I want to know what your pick of the week is.
My pick of the week is... Fuck.
That's a good pick.
Honestly... I don't know that I had one that would be I mean, I just didn't have one that blew me away tonight. I liked them all. That's the thing. It's and they're all so different. Can you come back to me?
Okay.
I have to think about this. It's very hard.
Andy, it's me, the bad guy, Razor Ramon.
Yeti.
Oh, you like the Yeti?
Chocolate oak-aged Yeti.
You guys ever met your doppelganger?
Aaron Rodgers?
So a lot of people told me I looked like this guy from, I think it's Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's your doppelganger? Who's that?
David Mayfield.
Oh, I've seen him live.
Yeah, he's amazing.
You didn't know that?
He opened for Avett Brothers.
Yes, he did.
And Bloomington.
I saw him at summer camp.
They're coming back to Peoria soon.
They are coming back to Peoria.
And the sound is going to sound like shit.
Tickets are kind of expensive.
Sounded terrible last time
they were
there.
They need to play in the theater.
No. I thought they sounded... I was on the floor. I thought they sounded all right. No,
I was...
I thought that was probably one of the worst Avett Brothers shows I've been to.
Yeah, for sure it was. I saw him at Red Rock, and that was... I mean, yeah.
The set list wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but
it
was almost a year ago.
He's talking sound. The sound was terrible.
Just the sound of it was
horrible. Like I said, I was on the floor.
I thought Oprah was a lot better than
the Medicine Show.
Yeah. Old Crow sounded great.
Yeah.
don't know.
I bought tickets. My parents actually were at that show.
It was a really good show.
I think you guys will dig this show. I'm going to buy you a Mother's Day and Father's Day.
I bet they fucked that night.
Whatever. Maybe I can ask my dad next week. Probably not, though.
Is he going to say, it's my prerogative?
I can do what I want to do.
It's my prerogative.
PJ pick of the week?
I like the
I can
soul.
Fuck my wife.
Soul Hunter.
I didn't. The Yeti was too smoky for that.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
See, I'm
the
not
Yeti
a big
was woody.
Stout guy. That's why I'm having trouble because normally that would just be my pick. But it, I liked it, but it was so smoky.
Okay, so we have Yeti,
Soul Hunter.
Soul Hunter, you were come back to me. I'm probably gonna have to go with the Soul Hunter. The Devil's Lettuce was really good.
I like the Devil's Lettuce.
Man.
Yeah, I like Devil's Lettuce a lot.
Devil's Lettuce was good, but I think I'm going with the Soul Hunter.
Okay, so I'm going to go by if I had to drink another one of these beers right now, and somebody said I had to drink another one of these. I would love to have the Devil's Lettuce, but I'd go with the Soul Hunter. If I was going to drink another one of these right now, it'd be the Soul Hunter.
So Andy fucked it up. You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just pulled the classic PJ yes.
One word.
Yes.
You got to do the slow lean in. That's what the listeners don't get. They don't see PJ's like over there smiling and he gets like serious and he leans in and he's like, yes.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Well, gentlemen.
No.
No. PJ, the show cannot end.
I didn't
PJ
ask your question.
No.
I was just going to say.
Maybe.
Maybe what?
Exactly.
May your nipples be hard and your penis be long.
Yes. Yes.
That is not our catchphrase.
That is our catchphrase. It's our new one.
Catch of the week.
I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks,
Beaver. Again. Beaver. 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 Beaver.
In case your glass still had some beer in it. Andy, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, thanks for having me again. I greatly appreciate it.
It's been incredibly way too long.
Honestly, like
some people would say, it's been a while.
Is on. I just wow. Just I. Wow. It's magical.
Wow.
It's totes, Madge.
Oh my god.
Wait, does he hold the record? It's kind of like SNL. We need to start keeping track. Like, you know,
you and Hippie, I think.
I'm pretty sure I get a green jacket.
You're like the honorary
like Paul fucking Simon of SNL.
Member.
Hippie might be on the week after Father's Day because Hippie's got something I need to complete.
That's what
funky
she said.
Buddha show. He's got some shit.
Oh yeah.
And I talked about maybe having the Rugger Aaron back. Okay. I met up with him today, gave me some beer, and he was, you know, he had a good time on the show. Who knows? You know.
We'll see.
Maybe.
All right.
The best part about me is I don't ever bring beer to the show.
You did, no, you just carried it in.
Yeah.
The Pam. The Pam. Project Pam.
So Project Pam.
I did it. I brought a Project Pam.
You've brought one beer and you've been on the show like five times.
It's amazing. I sat in for the co-host too one time.
You sat in when I thought I had like
I don't need beer, bitch.
Gluten.
Rick James, bitch.
PJ, did we meet your expectations?
And more.
Oh,
fantastic.
Wow.
Thank you very much for having me on.
I appreciate you tolerating this.
I fully expected a yes.
PJ's like, just end the show so I can leave.
No. It was a good time.
Away.
And good beers.
All right, well, Blake, I guess.
Yeah, Dustin. Yeah, what's up?
We'll do this again in a week.
So excited.
Next week's show, maybe a little different.
Too hot for people?
Oh, you think so?
Too hot for TV?
Sexy.
You think so?
I'll tell you what.
You think
a dude,
having four dads?
There was a dude on the show last week that I was like, you know, like.
Brian Harlan
or next
Tyler?
Week. Sorry, next week. Next week. Next week. I forgot when this is airing. No, wait, this is. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I've lost my train of thought.
Next week's
How
Father's
many beers
Day.
Did we have?
Yeah. Last week, it was Speakeasy Brian and Flannel Mouth
He's
Tyler.
He's hot, too.
Who?
I like Flannel Mouth Tyler. Good kid.
Flannel Mouth Tyler's
hot, too.
He wore my girlfriend's, like, flapper hat. No. Oh,
that would
like half
be
the show.
Super awkward.
Half the show, yeah.
I'm like, why are you telling everybody you wore your girlfriend's lingerie, dude? Kind of weird. So was he a flapper
Sometimes
girl?
Ashley's songs are just really comfortable. What am I supposed to do about it, you know?
It's weird that Ashley's songs would have been in my house, because that's where we recorded that episode, so...
No, I was just saying for me in general.
You
like,
brought
them I have
them
one on right
you?
Now.
Oh, okay.
Like, sometimes I need to wear them.
Gotcha.
The crotchless, though.
Yeah. And there's
his balls
there's
dangle.
There's no
Got my balls dangling!
Anyway, next week, let's do this again.
Samson.
I think we want we called out the roll call. We want to hear where everybody's from.
We'd love it.
If you can't figure out Facebook
or where you're
for some
from,
reason,
then fuck off.
And shoot us an email.
Nope. No. Drunken. No. Fuck them. If Andy, they can't figure out Facebook, then eat a dick.
Andy, shut your whore mouth.
Andy's okay. Right.
Worldwide. Andy's right.
But seriously, if it's you Steve's can't worldwide. Figure out Facebook, then my grandma had fucking Facebook.
We just killed the podcasting yeah. God.
Seriously.
Does that make me the new one? There's only one.
If you can't figure out Facebook, okay. I'll have my dead grandparents come back to life and teach you how to use it.
Teach you how to swipe.
Just email us at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com. It's pretty simple.
It is.
And just be like,
electronic
hey,
mail?
I'm from Iceland. And we'll be like, fantastic.
I bet
do you
really
like
green
York?
There.
Yeah. So, cool. Beans.
Cool.
Cool beans.
Cool.
Cool.
Beans.
Beans. Cool, cool beans.
Beans.
Cool beans.
I got a buddy who call him beans.
Beans. Yeah, he's awesome.
Beans. He's the best. We call him
Beans. We should have Beans on here just for his cynical awesomeness.
The kid from Even Stevens?
No.
No,
he works in the mall now.
The Peoria Mall?
I want to work in a mall.
Hot topic.
On that note, may your music be loud.
And your penis be hard.
And your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
I love you. I love you more. I love you twice.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.